Authority Executive Director Dawn Sanders Garrett says the rehabs of the 87 units will be starting within months and will require constant shifting around the complex of tenants because they can't stay in the units while they're completely rebuilt. She says the key is the current 8 vacant units. Speaking to the Common Council Community Development Committee yesterday, she says there's been a constant series of notices and letters to tenants, with some residents saying they were never delivered and are stacked up in a downtown post office. Sanders Garrett says there is an elaborate plan.
It won't happen at one time. We'll do 10 families at a time. We'll rehab the first 10 units. Then we'll move the families there. Then we'll do the next 10 until the entirety of the 87 units are rehabbed. So that way the families will be able to stay on the property.
Residents say they're concerned the property is worth much more because of the surrounding development than is housing for them. Reverend Rudolphus Bones Jr. says there's a degree of paranoia because some residents or their parents were pushed out of what was then the Dante Project, which became Marine Drive for higher income people. They appeared skeptical when Sanders Garrett says that wouldn't happen. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.